Good morning, everyone. We are live. This is the podcast. So with Jean-Philippe and myself, Sylvain. So today we're going to talk about the book, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0 from John Maxwell. This is a great book. And we are at the chapter where we are talking about vision. Vision, it's so important for a leader because, you know, your team member will never go further than your vision, okay? So if you have a small vision, you're gonna just, your follower will go there, okay? But if you have a big vision, so this is where they are aiming. So this is important. So in the process, we are talking about how to increase our vision, okay? And how, because you know, as you know, a leader can see more than the follower, and they have to see before. He has to have the vision before and more. So we are talking how we can increase that more and before. So last week, we covered the point number one. So we talk about knowing that there's more and before out there. So we talk about our MLM, okay? In our MLM, as you know, you see people who are successful, okay? And you have to be, to say, okay, my God, I can have, me too, everything that they have, okay? Me too, I have to believe in my, first in my product, and then I have to believe in my company. And that way, I can bring up my conviction. And when I have a higher conviction, when I have people telling me that it's not a good company, so I can say, okay, you know what? Just talk to my hand, okay? I have the conviction. So today we're going to talk about developing a process for finding more and before. So today, as you know, to maximize growth, you have to develop strategies. And in the book, it said strategies is like freeway. It's like highway. It's help you to go quickly where you want to go. So what is a system? So a system, it's something that on the road, we give ourselves systems. Let's say you see a green light. So what are you going to do? It's a system. We have to stop. Okay, now we have the green line. Okay, yes, you can go. Okay, you can pass. Okay, there's a stop sign. So you have to stop. Okay, so this is things that we all learn, and we help us to, if you want to live all together and, you know, be in security. So we have to follow the rules, and we have a system for that. It's like for ourselves in our life. If we want to drink water, we need a system. Otherwise, it's just a good idea, okay? If I want to drink 2 liters of water, I have to have a system. Okay, start in the morning. Let's say I'm waking up, I'm drinking my first 500 milliliter, let's say, okay? Or if you have the bottle with the hours that you have to, okay? This is like a system. You know that, oh yeah, Jean-Philippe, when we talk about water, you say, okay, my God, I'm going to show the example, okay? So if we want let's say, pay our account, okay? We have some bills to pay, okay? So we have to have a system. Okay, let's say every Friday I'm going to pay the bills. Let's say I'm going to work. I have a system, okay? I'm starting my coffee. Then I'm going to do my breakfast. Then I'm packing my lunch. And then I'm brushing my teeth, okay? I have a system, okay? So it's the same in our MLM. So we need systems. And why? It's because, you know, it's for replicability. So we have to have a process that can be easily taught to our new recruit, and they can duplicate easily by the new member. And with times, they can show the same process to their own recruit, okay? So let's say if we have a new recruit, okay, we have a system. So let's say you are going to do, let's say, a messenger with your director and the new recruit, okay? So a three-way message, okay? Then you can, so the director will invite her to the welcome class, Then they are going to invite her on a Thursday. So this is a system. They are going to send a message, and the message, they are going to tell them that they have to do, let's say, their first order at $120 to have the samples. So this is a system. It's we can repeat it easily, and that way they are going to understand. For sales, let's say she wants to have sales, she wants to make money. Okay, we're gonna start with, okay, you have your catalog, so order some catalog, show the catalog to your friends, family, neighbor, colleagues. Let's say start a messenger with them. Okay, you're going to post the special every, let's say every week or three times a week, okay, on a Friday, on a Monday, on a basic on a daily schedule. So that way it's gonna be easy. If you want to recruit, so we have session, okay, maybe you're gonna do a fam session, you're gonna invite people, and you're gonna you're going to send them the message of the offer to join your MLM. So that way it's something that you can it's duplicable, it's really easy. Number two, when we have system, it helps you to train and support. In our MLM, we have a daily schedule, okay? We always know that on, let's say on a Thursday, it's the weekly meeting, okay? We always know that on a Monday, it's the welcome class. Sometimes people send me a message, oh, is there something today? Yes, the schedule is going on every day, except on December 24, okay? And January 1st. Otherwise, always the same schedule. So that consistency help them to understand, and you know, it's a form of security. And number three, it creates a community and a network environment. Okay, so MLM often emphasizes building a community and networking, which can be motivating and encouraging for members. So let's say we have our togetherness. So yesterday we had a brunch together. So that was so fun to meet people from every team. Okay. So even if they are not in my team. Okay. So we are friends because we are living the same adventure. Okay. We have some similar challenge. Okay. So they can ask question and we can provide them answer because we were a young recruit one day. Okay. So this is how we can connect with people. And that way we create a community. Okay. So in the next togetherness, they are going to know each other. Okay. When we are going to do the advanced meeting, they are going to know each other. So that way, it's great to connect with people, and that way it's help you to, when you have a challenge, okay, so you can ask your peer, okay, what did you do in that situation? So you feel that you are not alone. So this is how it's going to help you when you have system, okay, it's going to be the like a freeway. It helps you to go to one place to another because it's on, let's say, on a automatic pilot, okay? It's so much easier. So if we want to increase our more and before, okay, in your vision, okay, and if we want to build a system, okay, so we ask Jean-Philippe, how can we do that? So Jean-Philippe, take it away.
Yes, thank you, Sylvain. Good morning, everyone. So yes, here is another system that you actually can use in pretty much any area of your life. So we have already covered that system in a previous part of the podcast. So it's in five steps, okay? So the first step is test. The second one is fail. The third one is learn. The fourth is improve, and the fifth is re-enter. So test, fail, learn, improve, re-enter. So how can you put that system actually in a place where it will be useful for your vision? So what is about test? So test is about, yes, getting out of your comfort zone and try to do something different. Try to actually assemble and like be sure that people are following you with your vision. So you will get out of your comfort zone, you will share your vision, okay? And you will actually see on whom it will actually have a positive response. So you need to look at whom I'm sharing with, where I share it, how do I do that, okay? So you never know, okay, if actually this vision will benefit to somebody if you don't put it to the test. So this is something that in an MLM, you have the opportunity to test actually every new month. And why it is? Because when we start a new month, all our numbers are getting back to zero, okay? So even Sylvain, that like with his organization is selling more than $200,000 a month, when he start back his month, he start back at zero. Okay, so it's the same, for example, a consultant or even a new manager that has to do like $3,600 in his month. We all start back to zero. So when you start back, okay, and you want to say, okay, now we sell, like we did our number as a new manager. So we get like we hit the $3,600. Let's do it back, or let's do like even more, like to qualify for our manager program. So this is an opportunity that you have to put it to the test, to share that vision and see how people will response, will answer to your vision, to what you're trying to give them and like what you're trying to like open their vision about. And actually, that's something I had to do when I hit the last month of my Mustang. So in 2022, when I was in June, we had to hit more than $73,000 of sales in 1 month, okay? Only with our team, because my director did not count at that moment in the number. So I had to share a vision. And yes, the vision was about, yes, I am the one that will receive the Mustang and I am the one that will receive the $25,000. So I had to like explain them how it will benefit, okay, for them to be able to participate in accomplishing that huge goal. So I had to get out the first day of the month and say, this is our last month. We need to hit $73,000 in by the end of the month to qualify for the Mustang. And this is our last. We cannot miss it. Okay. That's the last one. So you got to put out and say like, okay, let's do it. So what will happen most of the time, and this need to happen, because if you never fail in life, it is so hard to learn from success. You learn much of the things that you do today because at some point you have failed. So failure will allow you to find out what doesn't work, okay? This is so important because it's only when you fail that you are able to eliminate what doesn't work until you know it doesn't, okay? So when you look at those things and say, I've tried it, I did it, it doesn't work, so now what we do? So what happened to me after my first week in June 2022? Because we had the chance to have a 5 month week as we have right now for the month of May here in our business. So after the first week, I was actually panicked. Because I saw that the vision I tried to implement in the mind of my people, in the mind of my business, even my people, my community, okay, they did not buy my vision. So I was panicking. I was stressful and like all inside of my brain, I was like, I won't qualify for it. Okay. So like you get all of those things, but you fail. So what you need to do, the next step is actually you need to learn something. And most of the times, the learning won't happen just by yourself. You won't like do it by yourself. So I had to speak out loud. I had like to get some tips from Maria. I had to get some tips from people that qualify and that did it, like Sabrina, she did it twice. Nadia, she did it twice. So people that were actually close to me, that I were inspired with. So I tried to learn something from them. And actually, it came from, like, the biggest learn that happened for me came from my director. Because Julie, no, like, she knew that her last month that she counted for me, okay, was the month of May. And actually, like, looking back at all that process, I missed 1 month. I think it was in February or March that I missed by just a couple $1,000s. So Julie will still be able to count for my last month by finishing by May. But like, we learn a lot from it, okay, from those situations. So Julie told me, okay, Jean-Philippe, instead of just focusing on the big number, 73,000, it is huge. People don't see that. She said, break it down. Break it down by week. Break it down, okay, by a couple of days. So with that, use actually, okay, what you are able to accomplish in 1 week. And instead of just focusing on the props, so the Mustang, the 25,000, try to give them what they will benefit from it because they participate. Like, give them the feeling, okay, of how you're succeeding and how they can see themselves in the organization. So give them a vision that they will be proud being part of your team. So my director helped me because she wanted me to succeed. Okay. She felt bad not being able to help me at the last month, but it was my fault. But she was so convinced that I can do it. And she wanted because she knew that it was also helping her team succeed at some point. So you got to learn, you got to stay humble. Okay. And it's from that experience that you can actually, like, look back at your vision, like, mix it and say, here is the new thing. So I had to improve. So as a leader, okay, those events about failing and learning help you improve because they help you learn so much about yourself. Because one of our goals as a leader is always to ask ourselves this question. Am I getting better? Am I getting better? Okay, so that's the questions on every successful person mind each day. So this question will actually lead you to the road of improvement. So I did remember, like, in October 2019 through January 2020, those 4 months has been for me an occasion to improve because I was supposed to qualify for my Chevy Traverse, my car, in October 2019. And I did remember I was on a trip at the end of the month and we were missing $4,800 to qualify for the Traverse. But I failed. I did not, like, qualify for it. So those for next month, November, December, and January has been an occasion of, like, looking at my failure, looking at what I learned, and actually try new things, like, to improve about myself, improve on how can I be a better leader for my team. And what happened is that 3 months later, by the end of January 2020, we hit the qualification for the Chevy Traverse. But it's because I improved. Starting from that moment, I had been live on my group team on Facebook just to share with them, like, what was our goal, what was our vision. So when you learn from it is at that moment that you can re-enter and then you start back that circle. So when you re-enter, because it's great to learn, it's great, like, to improve, but if you never put on the test, like, to the test what you've learned and what you improve, well, it's actually if you're starting back to zero. So you need actually just to be sure that you go back on the ground and, like, on the field, and that you say, okay, let's try something new. So, like, from October 2019 to January 2020, like, I start back at zero every month, but I improve and I test new thing. I like change the way I recruit people. I change the way I onboard people. And it was the same actually for my month of Mustang in June 2022, that every week I re-enter the game looking at my number and say, what can I do different? What can I now test from what I've learned? So I've decided like to try new activity, like to sell one product and say, if we sell that much, you will get it for that price. So I try new things. I've learned from it. I test it. And what happened is that at some point you will succeed. Why? Because you always do that process and you not just learn and improve, you put like those that knowledge to the test. So keep that in mind, write it at some place, test, fail, learn, improve, and re-enter. It's a great success, a great protocol to like test your success, test your vision, and test actually everything in your life. So that's about it, Sylvain, for that that process.
Oh my God, I love it, Jean-Philippe. It's so inspiring, okay? Yeah. This is what I love. It's storytelling. It's about, success of other. Sometimes they fail, but, you know, they take themselves and they try to know what they are going to learn, and then they improve and they succeed. So make sure if you want to work on your vision, okay, there's a beautiful book. It's 10 Steps to Achieve $1 Million of Sales in Your First Year, okay, from Les Diamants. So we have a book. It's on sale. You can buy it on Amazon. And on the chapter one, okay, you're going to make some exercise. And this is exercise that we are doing all over again and again and again about defining our vision, okay? So we have an exercise that we ask you questions, let's say 15 questions. So what would you do if you have all the money in the world, okay? And all the time in the world, what you do, okay? We have exercise that, what is your dream life? So this is exercise that we are doing and help us to define our vision. Because when we start in the MLM, sometimes we have, let's say, a lot of vision. As we talk, we said at age 45, a lot of people, they lose faith, okay? They just... is content. How do you say? I don't remember.
The content. There's.
Yeah. Themselves. What's the? They are complacent. Okay. At age 45. Oh yes. Yeah. I have a house. It's enough. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm traveling once in every 4 years. It's okay. Okay. So, but at age 45, we should go for more. Okay. So this is why. We have we work on our vision every day to clarify what is our vision. So make sure to buy those books. They are a must. All right. So tomorrow we're going to cover point number 3. So make sure to join us tomorrow morning at 8. So for this, we are going to say, have a great day, and we're going to see you tomorrow.